save us once again from the ruthless engines of evil men. I don't live in London, I can't see the Queen. She's doing Lady Macbeth to keep her hands clean. And I'm not a reptile with an uncle named Bob, but I know 9/11 was an inside job. I know 9/11 was an inside job.
You can't find your way. It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe and this week's comments from Less Visible.
Aroo! God, that hurt. Anyway, sorry. Didn't sleep last night and, well, 10 difficulties go on. Anyway, the dog poet is transmitting and hovering above. I have not the slightest idea. Anyway, I apologize for not having had a show together last week, and I almost didn't have one together this week because software and hardware malfunctions that seem to, like, only operate at the times I need to use them, but it worked perfectly well when it doesn't really matter too much. Well, don't let me bore you with that sort of thing. But anyway, the usual things I have to deal with. And I thought, you know, I wasn't really able to prepare my head, you know, my extemporaneous way with what I'm going to say this evening. And I'm a guest, who is probably the reason I haven't been able to do my shows anyway in the first place, so I can blame him for that. I'm joking. But came up with a brilliant idea that I should read, along with doing the show, and it won't take all that long, I should read this week's Smoking Mirrors. Because it applies to 9/11. And if there's anything more disgusting going on in the world right now, but let's just talk about America because they're poisoning the whole landscape no matter what language people speak. Anyway, if there's anything more disgusting than the official take on 9/11, I don't know what it is. I'll tell you, I cannot, there are no words to define my a level of disgust for this, like, dog and pony show of total BS, okay, which is what it is. You know, first of all, 9/11 was not done by Muslims or Stone Age Arabs living in a cave somewhere. That didn't happen. They couldn't have possibly pulled it off. And if you look at the facts, I mean, on a superficial level, and I've dug a little deeper than that, but if you just do that, it makes no sense. So if you're defending this, there are only a few conclusions one can draw. One, you are bone-dead stupid. And I mean, it's a kind of stupidity that I'm aware of it, but I can't measure it, okay? Because it's just, it's beyond my ability to measure how stupid someone can be, defend, and they actually go out of their way to defend something that they put no time into studying. And I understand what their problem is, because they've put any time into studying it, immediately their whole house of cards falls apart. Well, that's how it goes. Here's who did 9/11. Israel, the Mossad, and rogue elements of certain intelligence services, such as CIA, MI6, and the rest of these knuckleheads who also like to kill people when they get a chance. One of these days, they'll probably try to get around to me, but I think they already did, didn't they? And it didn't work. So let's not even explore that one either, or why that is, although I have a good idea. Anyway. Sorry, a little break here. Thing about roll-up cigarettes, man, unless you continue to smoke these things, they go out on you. That's a good thing, but not when you're doing a radio show, okay? Anyway, I want to read this piece. I don't think there's any profanity in it, but it's highly suggestive, okay? So if you have tender ears, or if Jesus has really solidified your awareness of what's real and what isn't, or Jesus, I should call him, or if Muhammad or any of the rest of these predictable types has given you rules of comprehension that, you know, make it impossible to follow certain things or, you know, or accept colorful language or something, well, that would be your problem, isn't it? So I'm going to give you fair warning, just like head off somewhere else. You don't have to hang out here. And the fact of the matter is, I already read this piece, and I don't think there's any like real profanity there because, you know, I like James. I mean, that guy has given me a forum, okay? And he's a really decent guy. Sorry I haven't gotten a chance to hang out with him, but that's life. That's what they say, or something like that. Anyway, so I'm going to read this piece, and it's a little bit, you know, presumptuous on my part because Patrick Willis reads my work, and anything I try to do, that's not really going to work. But since Patrick hasn't done this yet, and I, you know, not that I expect him to or anything, but since I think it's important, and if you didn't read the blog, I mean, it might be good to hear it, I'm going to go ahead and do this, okay? Just grant me this, okay? I've been told that tomorrow is an important anniversary for a significant event. People have asked me if I didn't want to do something special tomorrow in memory of it. I know that in America, the big lie machine is being trotted out to celebrate the events of 9/11. The big smoke and lie machine has been running at full power for some days. It's operating in tandem with the world's biggest rotating disco ball. It spins and generates the flashing multicolored illusions that are synchronized with the pounding bass and drum beat, which is the official soundtrack that accompanies the flow of the first matter as it passes through the aqueducts of the Cloaca Maximus and then into the factories and foundries where all the ideas, information, infrastructure, and objects of this perverted world are stamped out and constructed for the comprehensive confinement of our consciousness. And it's a world, hey, of denatured lemon fresh, dung. Okay, we'll just say that. Okay. The big smoke and lie machine may seem just a catch-all name for various industrial kitchen units that are in existence the world over, but these are just satellite extensions of one massive central apparatus. Very good visible. You caught that before I went out. Anyway. Which, like the Cloacus Maximus and the disco ball, are connected by pipes, cables, and transmitting dishes that make sure that dung gets distributed evenly across the globe as if it were a seed spreader larger than the largest harvester or cotton gin the world has ever seen. An array of politicians, technicians, policemen, big hair preachers, pedophiles, cretins, and criminals of all capacities and persuasions are employed 24/7 to keep this tripod, lie machine, cloaca, and disco ball pumping, flowing, and spinning to the soundtrack that keeps the bitches and hoes dancing and humping to the international anthem of Hell's Unfinished Symphony performed in English major or Asia minor. With a sympathetic vibrating G-string that hides the promise of paradise beneath the billboard light. You can think about it in public and you can touch yourself in private, but you can't do both at the same time. Domesticated dogs with wolves and hungry red-eyed rats are howling and chittering to the higher octaves that nothing formally human can hear. They're waiting for the carnage in the aftermath when there are too many bodies to bury or burn. Yes, I've been told this is a solemn and signature day, demanding moments of silence and forced hypocritical gravitas as we honor not only the fallen, but every form of freedom that followed them down. I can't imagine where the moment of silence is going to come from with the steaming, screaming tripod redlining the tachometer as the wheezing, asthmatic car of our collective futures hums on the concrete blocks, going nowhere. I've considered walking outside my front door and taking a leak in the foliage as some kind of personal statement. I've given the occasional moment of thought to some token act of engagement in the world-wider robot reflex of automatons doing the John Philip Sousa's down the dangerous length of any town, main street, or commercial street, while the relentless pressure of the times sends hundreds of those with nothing left to lose into a postal frenzy upon everyone and anything in reach. A symbolic urinating, on this particular magnesium flare is going to accomplish nothing good. And I'm not in the mood to commemorate ignorance, stupidity, and denial in any case. I'll take this moment to say that Israel did 9/11 with the assistance of well-placed and important puppets who dance on the strings of international bankers. I'll take this moment to point out that while marching through Libya, while caught in the currents between Silla and Charybdis, or Turkey and Israel if you prefer, and while far more important dates approach, it is essential to remember that you usually get where you are headed unless you die on the way. I take the moment, this moment, and a few moments tomorrow, or whenever the day is, didn't sleep last night, I don't know what today is. Yeah, I do know what today is. Anyway, to mourn the loss of human courage and integrity on the altars of materialism, appetite, and fear. I'll say a prayer for the bitches and hoes and one for the pimps as well, because the latter will become the former in what will seem like no time at all. It's a cycling endlessness of role-switching abuse that punctuates the centuries with suffering and futility. It's a Sisyphine redundancy of adamantine fools, lashing legions of oxen, pulling the heavy and pointless up an impossibly slippery hill. My sympathies lie with the oxen. I recommend to every witness and observer of the pompous and bloviating spectacle of weeping crocodiles and ostrich ass bandits that they cry BS, okay, good, I caught it, after every sentence and significant meaningful pause. I recommend a worldwide flash mob of mooners attended by cell phone camera operatives with a YouTube hookup. I recommend scorn and ridicule. I recommend revolutionary acts of comic performance and ingenious satire. I recommend contempt and indifference from the bullhorn of conscience in every public and private venue. I recommend a moment of silence absent as the entire world cries. BS, okay, I'll abbreviate it again. Anyway, at high noon tomorrow and every noon to follow, I recommend 100 million middle fingers raised in a salute to our leaders and prison warders the world over. I recommend monkey wrench business of the most sarcastic and sardonic kind. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that Israel attacked the United States on 9/11 and blamed it on the Muslim world. We hold it to be self-evident that Israel is not a nation, but a collection of banker gangsters who stole the land with people for a people with no central criminal base, for the purpose of ritualized religious genocide while seeking to economically enslave the entire world and then plunge it into a holocaust of war based on the recovered false memory of brainwashed populations who saw the movie and bought the T-shirt. If it is not self-evident, then yourself is in hiding from the fear of oppression, slander, and loss, which are inevitable certainties as a result. We hold it self-evident that whether or not it is self-evident, it will sooner or later become evident in the most unpleasant possible way. Yes, beat the drum, strike up the band, and weep on command. Open your ears, close your minds, and roll your heads up and down like a fluffer filleting the one who must be made tumescent enough to rage and kill your friends and families on camera while you watch. And it wouldn't surprise me if you're in the same state of arousal. Okay, you're nothing more than a controlled reflex, but you might wake up. You might wake up today, and you might wake up tomorrow. I wonder the confinements of your pen and the salubrious atmosphere of the sty. You may find yourself speaking in a foreign language, no longer grunting and running around and squealing on all fours. You may not understand the meaning of what is being said in your own voice, now that you have one. You can read the rest of the post, just go to Smoking Mirrors, but I don't want to go any further with this, being in as much as I think I made the point, and if you care enough, you'll catch the conclusion of that whole thing. For those of you offended by the possibility that I may have slipped with a little bit of language, I mean, please forgive me, because it's not my intention that way, and in real life, I don't really talk like that very much. I consider profanity as a representation of someone's inability to be articulate generally anyway. So I don't generally talk like that. But when I'm writing, I have to punctuate things with a certain kind of passion, because otherwise the emphasis of where I'm coming from doesn't quite get across. Let's forget all that stuff for right now, okay? You've got one thing you have to remember, you know. Will you do it? Hey, I don't really know. Will you wake up or not? I don't know. Will you be awakened? Oh, you can count on that. But, you know, the reality is there's a God. There's a divine presence, a conscious, everything's made out of it and lives in you. And if you aren't taking the trouble to search for that thing and actualize it in yourself and live as an expression of it, well, you won't get to do all the great things I'm doing right here. No, but what I mean is, whatever it is that you do, you won't get to do them with any efficiency, talent, or inspiration, unless the thing that causes all these things in the first place is operating through you, or do you get my point, okay? And that applies across the board on every single level you can possibly imagine, having to do with everything you engage in every single day of your life, okay? It's all connected to that. Self-inquiry, okay. Get into it or don't. I mean, sooner or later you'll have to, but because most people just die anyway, and that's why worshiping the temporary is a bad idea. Look, gotten to the end of time, and I can say see you next week if there is one. Okay, I can do that. But otherwise, my friends and whoever you are out there, aloha, Hare Krishna, and Haru!
Was an inside job. No, 9/11 was an inside job. Yeah, 9/11. Oh, 9/11. Yeah, 9/11. Get me long distance. Dial me out.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works. On the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.